Yes, and this is the disaster, this is the catastrophe that the Palestinian people have been going through so long, that Israel is using all the technology that is available for it, whether of its own making or of its American and some European government supports, to continue its genocidal crimes against the Palestinian people. Now, the northern part of Gaza is completely decimated, as Israel left no hospitals, no schools, no United Nations offices or facilities, and nothing. And the last story was the story of the Palestinian civil defense. They declared today that they ran out of fuel and ran out of water and can't provide any help for the Palestinian citizens who are under the rubble of their houses that were destroyed by the Israeli warplanes. So it is a disaster. It is the crime of the crimes of the century. It can't be described by words. Silly, when we talk about the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza, it is difficult to find words to describe the suffering of the people there, children, women, elderly. It is the worst ever crime in modern history, and Israel is acting without having anyone to stop it because of the support it enjoys, mainly the American administration support.
2 days ago, Osama, we had a Gaza filmmaker and journalist in studio. He's currently doing a tour of South Africa to create more awareness around the genocide in Gaza, Khamsa Sha'lan. And what was extremely pertinent amongst the many things he said during our 30-minute conversation in studio, we had him with us person to person, and he was saying that despite what we are showing you as Palestinians on social media, as journalists, as filmmakers, what we have experienced, we are trying to translate those experiences for you into video and photographic evidence. But he says it's beyond comprehension. It's beyond understanding. It's also beyond experience. No human beings are allowed to experience what we are experiencing in Palestine.
Yes, he is right. And as I said, that I'm looking for words to describe the suffering, the catastrophe condition of the Palestinian citizens of Gaza, and I can't find. And the Palestinian artists try to use the creative art and other forms of art to portray the suffering of the Palestinians in Gaza, but they couldn't. Really, the situation that the Palestinian people in Gaza are going through is indescribable. Israel is eliminating everything. It destroyed all the water wells. It destroyed all the electricity grids. It destroyed everything. Israel is committing crimes against human beings, against housing units. Israel is committing crimes against the Palestinian environment. What we need to talk about, shall we talk about the phosphorus bombs that Israel is using, and the depleted uranium that these bombs include, and the environmental impact that they have, the health of the people, and on the fertility of the soil. So that was the decision of the Israeli occupation government on day one of the war, to leave Gaza without any possibility, without any potential for a human life. So it kills the people. It destroys the housing units and the institutions, and it is polluting and destroying the Palestinian ecosystem there. And that's why I say, and all people say, that Israel is committing the worst form of genocide in modern history, extending that to the West Bank. Where I'm speaking from, Jenin, in the north of the West Bank, my brother. Jenin has been under Israeli occupation attack for the second day. Israel killed five people, injured many, and destroyed the streets and some of the housing units there. So it is targeting all the Palestinians. And the Palestinian journalists did their best to convey the Palestinian message and the Palestinian suffering to the world. But Israel killed them. Israel killed until now 182 Palestinian journalists. This number never done in any war on this planet. Even the Vietnamese-American war, this number of journalists were not killed. Only 20 journalists were killed. Between Russia and Ukraine, few journalists were killed. But Israel is killing the journalists, the medical doctors, the university professors. Israel is ending any landscape of human life in Gaza, and it is starting to implement that, but in a different way in the West Bank.
Just in conclusion, in a minute as we wrap, Osama, you continue to provide us also with very valuable updates in respect of the occupied West Bank. The occupation forces, they continue to attack also several refugee camps in the occupied West Bank. What's the latest there?
Yes, the Israeli occupation forces stormed the city of Jenin, its refugee camp, and a town named Kabatia to the south of Jenin. They destroyed several housing units there. They destroyed the streets and they killed five people and injured many others. They did not allow the ambulances to get to the injured to help them, and they kept bleeding to death. And today the Israeli settlers in the early morning attacked Al-Mazra'a Al-Gharbiyya village, which is a few kilometers away from Ramallah.